Thank you, and hi, everyone. Warm welcome to this update call in connection to Akelius Q4 report. On the line today, we have CEO Ralf Spann, CFO Leiv Synnes, and Head of Sustainability, Christel Eijmans. During the presentation, they will make some references to the report, and you can find the report at akelius.com, Investors, Reports, and 2022 Year-End Report. As said before, you will be able to ask questions in the end of the presentation. With that, I hand over to you, Ralf. Thank you.
Thank you, Johan. Welcome from my side, too. My name is Ralf Spann, and together with Leiv Synnes, we are going to present the annual or the Q4 report 2022. Let us start with a comment on the current market environment. Last year, we have seen inflation has increased, interest rates have increased and still increasing. That has impacted the fair values negatively. Akelius, we saw also increasing costs last year, and we saw that the cap rates went up. On the other hand, we see strong demand for rented apartments in all our cities where we are invested in. We see also long-term, a strong population growth forecast for all our cities. The long-term view is fine. That means that Akelius is not depending on cap rates in the short term. Actually, one could also see if cap rates continue to increase as interest rates might increase going forward, that might give a good opportunity to buy and to reinvest in the near future. The essential is, and Leiv is speaking about that later, is that the financial position of Akelius is very strong. Now, I would like you to go on to page four. Page four has the property portfolio per end of last year. The first thing I would like to mention is that we now have 77% of our portfolio based on the fair value in North America and in U.S. and Canada, and the remaining part is in Paris and London. We also see two new cities on the list. That is Ottawa and Quebec City. One could ask, okay, why is Quebec City and Ottawa? Well, they both have a stable economy. They have a positive and strong population growth forecast. The cap rates are quite attractive. The rent levels are low. The share of income tenants pay for their rent is much lower than in Toronto and Montreal. That provides a long-term, a good potential for growth. The prices per square meter are also lower compared to Montreal and Toronto. Both cities can be operated from Montreal. In total, we have bought 1,800 apartments during the last year, meaning roughly 460 million euros, which we have invested in new acquisitions. All acquisitions have no or low vacancy, do not need an upgrade, and provide a higher cash flow from day one. Let's continue with page five. What I mentioned earlier, that Akelius was negatively impacted by the increase in cap rates and interest rates, which is shown in a negative property return of 7.4%. Again, this development doesn't harm Akelius' financial position. At the bottom to the left, you see the capitalization rate of 4.2% today. Last quarter, this was 4.08%, so it has increased. Let's go to page six. That slide is the outcome of our operational work. You see that the like-for-like rented income was very strong with 11.9%, stronger than during the last five years. As well, the net operating income was outstanding with 18.9% growth, also much higher than the last five years. There are several reasons for that. The first one can say that the 2.5 years ago, when we started to change our business model and we announced that we will put much more attention to increasing the cash flow and the NOI, that is paying off, has paid off, but still paying off. Another point is that we are finishing construction projects that year to a lower investment vacancy, which added additional rental income to the portfolio. We also see a strong demand in our cities. For example, based on the increasing interest rates, people cannot afford buying homes or condos. They push the rental market even further up. In average, the rents in Arcelius are below market. And together with strong market fundamentals, we are very positive for the long-term view. That means for next year, or for this year, 2023, we expect the rental income and the net operating income to continue to grow further. The vacancy rate has decreased significantly. Like for like, it was down by 30%, down to 8.6%. Together with some transactions, sales, but also purchases, the total vacancy rate is 8.1% per end of last year. For beginning of February, it was decreased even further to 7.5%. By the end of this year, we expect to be around 6.3%. And that is also the base for further rental growth and a higher net operating income this year. At the bottom, you see that the real vacancy rate is stable with 2.0%, a little bit higher than the average, but that is based on a higher turnover rate in North America. It's very stable, around 2% now. Going to page 7, you see the net letting has yielded to 21 million euros additional rental income last year. The upgrade apartments is 2/3 of our portfolio is upgraded. Keep in mind that only 4%, around 4% of our portfolio need an apartment upgrade once they become vacant or they are currently vacant. The remaining part is either upgraded or is an option to be upgraded for higher rents. So before I hand over to Leif, maybe one last comment on the Castellum acquisition. So you have heard that Arcelius has acquired 12.8% of Castellum during the last quarter in the last year, which made us the largest shareholder in Castellum. We have two short-term goals with Castellum. The first one is we want to improve the governance, which we are on a good way. Castellum is currently recruiting a new CEO and has made some suggestions to increase the expertise in the board of directors. And the second one is to strengthen the financial position of Castellum. And there is also, this is also a topic on the next annual general meeting in March. Now I give Leif a chance to present Arcelius financial key figures.
Thank you, Ralph. If you go to page 8, the financing part starts in the interim report. You see that Arcelius have a small amount of secured debt, around 200 million euro, and then we have unsecured debt of 3.5 billion euro. But we have also financial assets of 2.6 billion euro. So the net debt in Arcelius is around 1 billion euro. And that is equivalent to a loan to value of 16%. At the year end, we saw small amount of investment in the upcoming year and no acquisition in pipeline. So the cash uses was small, and the available cash sources was large. We had roughly 2.9 billion euro in cash sources and around 300 million in cash uses. So Akelius is in a very strong financial position and can act if needed. If we move to page 9, we see a chart of the maturities in 2023 and 24 and 25 and 26. And Akelius has mainly 3 bond maturities in those years, and the intention is to repay those bonds at maturity. And Akelius do not intend to raise any new debt, at least what we see at the moment. We have an interest hedge of the loan of 5.1 years, and the interest rate on average on the debt is 1.2%. If we move to page 11, or page 12, then you see the investments in Akelius, and it's 2.6 billion. And the duration of the bonds that we have invested in is 2.0 years, and the interest is 2.4%. So we have a longer duration of the debt compared to the investments that we have done. And if we move to sustainability, Akelius have a clear roadmap to reduce emissions with the goal to become a net zero in 2050. And we also intend to improve the sustainability performance across all 3 sustainability pillars. And last year we got some evidence of improvements. Sustainalytics improved the scoring of Akelius from 19.3 to 16.4, and the lower is better. And Standard & Poor's improved their scoring from 32 to 40, and there the higher number is the better. Some area where we developed was we improved the gender pay. We continue with energy projects and certification of properties. We enhance the supplier assessment criteria, and we improve the sustainability criteria when we do acquisitions. I can hand over to you, Frank.
Yeah, thanks, Leif. Thanks, Dave. So, in summary, the financial position of Akelius is excellent. The long-term population growth in our cities is very strong. The NOI is continued to increase during this year. And we have improved the sustainability rating twice last year, and we aim to further improve our sustainability rating here.